Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 102 plays more music while you work. Chris Daughtry joining me in studio. Good morning, brother.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
I got my low Barry White voice.
Well, I couldn't. It was so funny there. I looked outside and I said, there's a tour bus. Chris Daughtry's here, like 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a show last night? Like,
we just played St. Charles last night. It was a sold-out show. It was a fantastic crowd.
That's great. And you know it'll be a great crowd tonight, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's great. So I was even saying a few minutes ago, I'm like, my wife is texting her best friend, and like they have the whole girls' night out tonight. And
it should be.
It is in a great venue, MGM Northfield Park. So sold-out show. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. That doesn't get old.
No, I bet.
Thank you for everybody who bought tickets that are coming tonight.
Well, and you've always
promised to perform the best of our abilities.
It's at a casino there. Are you going to go to the casino at all?
What's that?
Said it's at a casino. You know, there's that's always a good time, right?
It's always a chance to lose something.
I feel another lyric coming on. I always think this is funny. You've always been great to our cluster and coming in. Like, this is something you don't have to do, and we always appreciate. And everybody.
I don't have to do this? Oh,
no,
my God. Why am I here? I'm out.
I know. He's gone. And we love it. It's so funny when there was a show, and I always think of this when I think Chris Daughtry. Somebody came up to me, and I think it was – forget how many years ago, and it might have been like a Lifehouse show or something, too. Maybe you were touring.
Right.
And this lady comes up to me, and she says, you are like the ugly, fat Chris Daughtry.
Oh, wow.
And I said, thank you. I appreciate that. I will never forget that at a show. Okay. So what's been new with you? I see, Halloween with the entire family and that type of thing. That was probably a good time.
Yeah, I didn't dress up this year. This is the first time in a long time that I didn't. I'm kind of disappointed in myself. The kids, they dress up so much leading up to Halloween that by the time actual Halloween got here, they were over it. They were like, I'm done.
Is it like, do they switch their costumes every third? Like, I have a four-year-old.
Every day.
And she had three costumes, and it was like, come on now, what's going on?
Yeah.
So later on tonight, once again, MGM Northfield Park, going to be an amazing show. It's a sold-out show. Enjoy yourself later on. I want to talk about this, and I saw this. And this is something I didn't know, how great of a job this Spider-Man comic. I was talking a little bit off the air. And your illustrating skills, for people that don't know about this, and I being one of them, we know all about the musical history and everything else. But talk a little bit about this, because when I saw it, and I was thinking to myself, like, Chris Daughtry did this? So is this something you've always been into?
Yeah, like, I think it was my first love, like, way before music. I was a kid, you know, drawing characters, and I don't know, I was always intrigued by people in tights, I guess. I don't know. And
that's okay.
And so I wanted to be a comic book artist. And then I realized, oh man, you got to sit for like 8 to 10 hours a day doing that every day. No thanks. And bailed on it. But then I kind of circled back around to it later in life and started getting my chops back up. And here we are. I've worked with Ron Garney, who's an artist for like Daredevil and Conan, and he helped me out with it. It was kind of like a jam piece. It wasn't really meant to be a cover, and then he like submitted it, like, oh, we'll see if the dudes at Marvel wants to do anything with it, and then I get an email that it's on the cover, so lucky me.
Which is amazing. Yeah, that's very cool. Anything? Are you into the Marvel? Like, do you watch a lot of the Marvel shows?
Oh, yeah, I don't watch all the shows, but I keep up with the movies mostly. But yeah, I'm pretty much across the board with the genre. I'm into it.
Yeah. Anything moving forward as far as this goes, or you just kind of see what happens?
I'm all about doing more, but at this point, I'm working on some new stuff.
All right.
And that's kind of taken up a lot of my time.
Okay.
From the pencil, anyway.
Sure. No, that's great. So for people later on tonight, what can they expect at that Daughtry show?
They can expect some Daughtry songs. That's for sure. we're going to be playing those. It's a fun time, man. I think we've had more fun on this record, this tour, than we have in years. And the fans, the whole interaction, it all feels like everybody's feeling the vibe and the energy. So
that's cool.
I think everybody's going to have a good time.
Absolutely. All the details. Once again, sold out show. Everybody excited about that. And we like I said, we love you coming to the studio, joining us, man.
Having me.
Everybody excited about later on tonight. So thank you very much. All the show details. And we got to get this. We're going to get all, you know, everything up there. And anything anybody missed, obviously, Jen and Tim show page at star102cleveland.com as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother, man.
Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.